Hey, what's going on, you guys? This is another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. What is going on, you guys? Today, I kind of want to finish what has kind of turned into its own little mini-series slash theme about joy. And maybe we might finish, or maybe we might continue tomorrow. Let's see what goes on. But really, I want to talk about joy as a career. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was just talking to some friends and this one. And basically, one thing I kept bringing up is basically pursue what you love. Pursue what you love. I can give 1,000 reasons of why you can make money off what you love, but let me tell you this. For you to do what you love, you should only really need one. You know what I'm saying? It's part of who you are. Because let me just put it practically, like you guys always want, right? So let's say you're like, oh, I can be a rapper. I'm good at music. You know, I'm good at production. I'm good at flow, cadence, that band, X, Y, and Z. But really, you want to be a drum major for like a huge CCI band. But you know, it's more easy, I guess, to be a rapper, and because your skills and all that, and your hard work and your rhythm and flow, you kind of got a leg up. You just need to learn some lyrics, which really ain't important in this rap game nowadays. Let's just be honest. But so you're just like, I'm going to do that instead. I'm going to wait on band major. I'm going to build up some money and then do that. Right. And then you go famous. You get millions and millions and boom, you blow up after just a couple years into the game, you know. And what do you do now? You know, and a lot of you guys are looking at this like, oh, man, I don't really expect to blow up like that. You know, whatever I'm doing. You just watch, right? Watch this. He applies to become an Ohio State drum major. He's been working his behind off, had the best audition tapes. And the people even told him, now watch him, you were the best audition. And no knock on Ohio State for any of this. But we weren't going to take you. We're not going to take you. Why? Because of the name that comes, the reputation that comes with your name. We can't do it. We're not going to do it. You're a rapper. You shouldn't have to do this. And watch this too, right? There's a thing of being overqualified for a job position too, right? You know what I'm saying? You went to a 4-year degree, X, Y, and Z, doctorate degree, and you're going for a minimum wage job. I'm not saying that you can't get your start from somewhere, but I'm just letting you guys know, honestly, we gotta start doing what we like, what we are in love to do. We gotta stop forcing people to do stuff that they don't want to do or they're not in love with. Okay, if the hours in your day is going to things that you have no passion for, you will never use in your life, why are you even touching it? You know what I'm saying? You gotta love what you do, or else you're gonna continue and continue and continue to build up walls for you to be trapped in at the end of the day. Because that's what it is. You will be trapped by that. You very much will be trapped in that. You're building up things and you're building up reasons to why you should stay. And at the end of the day, these reasons, you cannot overcome them. Money, fame, beauty, reputation. And now you're caged off because your purpose was never in that cage. And listen, where your purpose is, there is freedom. Where or not that purpose puts you into a 50 by 50 foot cage or a 200 by 50 or 250 foot cage. The thing that separates which cage is more free, you have the most freedom, is where your purpose is. You may be in a bigger, nice, more elaborate room, but if that room does not have your freedom, does not have freedom that comes with joy, man, it's just an outdone interior decorated prison at that point. So really evaluate what you're doing right now and how you're evaluating and how you're going to be doing for the rest of your life, okay? Appreciate you guys. Love you guys. This has been another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. Really, I encourage everybody right now, try to share this or one of these 3 episodes to a friend. I really believe that this can impact any of these episodes. Try listening it over again. But it's been something special, and I really believe God has been in this. So really just pray right now and just be like, God, who do you want me to send this to? Not for my sake. You could even just listen to with them. The plays are great and all, but it's not about that. I really do believe that this joy talk is going to change someone's life. And you might be the carrier that gets it to them. Love you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.